You say that you are mine. I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know.
Kick off hour number three, Friday edition of Three and Out. This segment brought to you by Gold's Gym, the official gym of Three and Out. Check out all the locations at goldsgym.com, and especially even if you're outside the Knoxville market. Gold's Gym has been one of our longtime regional partners. And so if you're in Chattanooga, if you're in upstate South Carolina, western North Carolina, all those locations, tell them you heard about them right here on Fox Sports Knoxville. If you're streaming, podcasting, all that good stuff. And as always, download the free three-day VIP pass at goldsgym.com. And you can try it for free before you join. It's Gold's Gym, the official gym of Three and Out. Now we go to Davey Hudson for today's Gold's Gym Fitness Tip of the Day.
For today's Gold's Gym Fitness Tip of the Day, supplement accordingly. Supplements don't take the place of a sound training and nutrition plan, but they can help you on your fitness journey to reach your goals. Caffeine is useful for boosting energy levels and focusing while staying active on a workout plan. Pre-workout is great as well. And for recovery, you can't go past a good BCAA, which will help to build lean muscle and reduce your muscle soreness during and after training. And that is today's Gold's Gym Fitness Tip of the Day.
That's Davey Hudson, former 12-week challenge winner at Gold's Gym. And if you actually talk to him, I mean, I'm dead serious here, he'll tell you how Gold's Gym changed his life and his health for the better. So if you're in need of a gym, check out Gold's Gym. Tell him you heard about him right here on 3 and Out and Fan Run Radio. We teased this earlier and kind of forgot to get back to it because we got kind of in the weeds with your reaction to some of our Rick Barnes, Grant Williams talk, and that's fine. It is Fan Run Radio, after all. But the big story yesterday was the trade in the NBA.
Another dynamic duo exists.
I mean, I got to admit, this one moved the needle for me, and I didn't think it would. Russell Westbrook to the Rockets for Chris Paul. And a bunch of other stuff, of course. But that's what you need to know for your rosters and all that kind of stuff. James Harden and Russell Westbrook.
Back together again.
The two most, what's the term? Like they have the ball in their hands the most out of anybody. You know,
they also have the highest usage rate.
That's what I meant to say.
Well, I thought that just meant minutes played in relative to your team and other teams.
No, I don't know.
But yeah, they
I thought it meant
they also
take the most shots per attempt.
Yeah, they're. I don't know if there's enough shots to go around in Houston for those two.
That's
not if you're, definitely not if you're anybody but those two.
For me, I don't really care about the Rockets, but for me, it makes them a team to watch now. Whereas before, it was okay. They got their little thing, and it's good enough to get them to a certain point, but it's not good enough to get over the hump. And now it'll be a whole different storyline. I mean, they may still play that style, but now with Russell Westbrook, it's going to be an entirely different way to watch their team and watch them try and challenge in a Western Conference now that's a complete just, I mean, the whole league now feels completely wide open.
I mean, with that addition, like, the Rockets, Lakers, and Clippers are all kind of right there in the mix. And, oh, by the way, the Golden State Warriors not going to go quietly into the night, especially once Klay gets back, you know, probably midway or later next season. I mean, this is Western Conference is going to be a lot of fun.
I mean, what if the Warriors make the playoffs as like the sixth seed or something? You get some really crazy matchups.
Yeah, you are, and that's going to happen. You're going to get some early round craziness.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be awesome.
Who knows where the Lakers will be, you know?
Well, it's going to be wild if you get Clippers, Lakers in any round, and it's like no travel days, and especially if it's to go to the championship, like Battle of Los Angeles to play for the NBA title. Like, that's going to be wild.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how that would work. I guess they just changed the floor depending on who the quote-unquote home team is. How do tickets work for that? Away and home, I guess it just stays the same. You just treat it like it's two different arenas. That's different.
That'd be nutty.
I can't even wrap my brain around that, really. All right, we got a travel day. See you.
Mm-hmm.
See you back here.
See you back tomorrow.
See you back here in 2 days.
In three consecutive seasons, the Supersonics / Thunder drafted Durant, Westbrook, and Harden. They also had Serge Ibaka. None of those players are there anymore.
Goodness.
The air's over.
Sorry, Thunder.
Mm.
Great job drafting, though. You know, for other teams, ultimately, but nice job to get those guys in the league. I mean, really well done.
Thunder, they had their chances a while back.
They did.
Just couldn't quite get there.
Couldn't do it.
Is it what division, Billy, you're talking about? Like, I'm noticing that the Pacific Division, you know, is Golden State. It's got the Clippers and the Lakers. So that'll be pretty fascinating. I think there was an Eastern Conference one you were talking about now. Is it the Atlantic with Boston, Philly, Toronto?
Well, Toronto's in there, yeah, but I was making the reference for the Nets.
Oh, yeah, Brooklyn. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be...
Because they're loaded, obviously.
Well, you'll have Williams versus Harris and Josh Richardson for four games, and then once KD comes back, that's just an added... Like, the Nets versus the 76ers will be a great series to watch.
Yeah, once he's back. Yeah, I guess we can forget about Toronto now.
Yeah.
I mean, they are the defending NBA champs, but RIP.
And then the Knicks.
They got it.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Now they can
At least they got it.
Yeah.
Unlike Oklahoma City, who, like, yeah, we had that one Western Conference where we made it to Game 7. Probably could have beaten the Eastern team if we could have.
Probably just too many hands, not enough basketballs, you know?
Yeah. Next year, I mean, I like to hate on the NBA some, but I might actually be into it. Like, really into
it. I'll admit it. I'm interested.
Pairs up nicely.
You have my attention.
I'll be as into Tennessee basketball as I was this past year.
Of course.
But
And probably more into Tennessee football.
Just be different. It'll be like a nice...
2019 shaping up to be a very interesting sports year. Hmm. This excites me.
Yeah.
So what do you expect out of the Rockets now that two guys clearly that need the ball at all points in the game are playing together?
Well, they've both tried that enough, and it hasn't really – like, I think it'd be a little different if it's earlier in their careers. I don't know about you guys, but there are times earlier in my life where I thought I would always be – one way as like a person or my personality, and as I've gotten older, like it changes. So it just kind of depends on where they are. But I would imagine that these guys probably realize that, you know, I've had to carry the load myself for so long. It'll be nice to be able to still do that half the time, but to be able to pass off and allow the other guy to be able to play off the other guy.
I saw a picture going around Twitter last night, and someone had put Westbrook in a Rockets jersey and put him on one team on 2K and then put Harden on the other one and then had them tie up the ball like they were fighting over it.
That's what it's going to look like.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of drama. A lot of, I guess, wait and see. Like, does the LA thing work out better for Kawhi or for LeBron? And then now this duo in Houston is going to be yo. And then it's like weird. Everyone has just forgotten about Golden State. Like, they're all of a sudden just going to fall off the face of the earth. I don't think that's going to happen. Obviously, we don't know that Durant won't play. It seems likely. So, you know, can the Nets really even be a factor at all? But then there's still, you know, obviously Cam, John Reed, they're big Hawks fans. We have a lot of Tennessee players now in the East. You know, I mean, the 76ers, obviously Tobias and Richardson aren't playing in the summer league, but they're going to be in the starting lineup for the 76ers, so they're going to be entertaining to watch. Grant Williams going to play a big role, I think, for Boston all year long. So, I mean, really, it's wild. Like, I don't foresee a night now where I'm going to turn on the TV, there's going to be a couple NBA games on, and there's not going to be one where I'm like, ooh, yeah, I definitely have a reason to watch this game. Whereas for the last few years, it's been, oh, the Cavs aren't playing or the Warriors aren't playing. Okay. You know, now, and I'm not saying, obviously, like, you had good players. They were just either kind of by themselves or on teams that weren't all that great. And now that you've got all these duos, which is really interesting, you know, everyone wanted to do the big three and the super team, and now you've got all these duos.
Yeah.
Interested to see kind of which one pans out the best. One looks more basketball friendly.
Are you more excited to see what the Clippers look like or the Rockets now?
Clippers.
Kawhi and Paul George versus Westbrook and
Harden. I don't dislike Harden or Westbrook, but I'm much more interested to see what what Kawhi and George do in LA. I mean, I don't get me wrong. I'm not writing off the Rockets. I think I've seen enough of Harden and Westbrook to kind of know what that's going to look like. But George and Kawhi, like, that's a new duo. We've seen Westbrook and Harden a lot, and we've seen them together before. I haven't seen LeBron and Anthony Davis. I'm very interested to see that. Obviously, and I don't know how soon we'll see it, but I haven't seen Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. Want to see that. Then there's, you know, other one-offs here and there, but yeah, NBA shaping up next year to be a very, very entertaining league, which is good for them because their TV contracts, I'm starting to wonder if maybe this was part of the plan, because their TV contracts have been going through the roof, and some were worried if they could get enough viewership to actually make this work long-term for the players. So now instead of having, you know, four teams that are really worth watching throughout the season, you've got a lot more. There's a lot more even distribution of talent across this league that I think is going to really, really help the NBA when it comes to viewership over the course of a season. That's going to be really, really good for these TV contracts that they have guaranteed, and then the percentages that they have guaranteed paid out to the players. By the way, if you've got a youngster and you're wondering what sport they should play, if they can shoot or dribble in defense, boy, they can make a ton of money playing basketball right now. I mean, a ton. I mean, even obviously everybody's talking about Kawhi and George and Westbrook and Durant. Like, go look at the deals that these guys are signing that you would not recognize if you saw them in the mall or the store, like whatever. Yeah. You'd be like, that guy's tall. I wonder if he plays basketball. And he's probably making, you know, $10, $15 million a year. Might have over $100 million in NBA earnings, and you could not pick him out of a lineup of four non-NBA players that look similar to him. It's unbelievable.
It's true.
The money is just ridiculously stupid.
We'll come back with more. Stick with us right here. It's Hour 3 Friday edition of 3 and Out. Welcome back. Hour number three of Three and Out, Friday edition for you right here on Fan Run Radio. You know, we talked a lot of Tennessee football this week. Talked a lot of Vols in the NBA. Haven't talked a lot of NFL, but the in-state Tennessee Titans, their head coach, boy, did he stir the airwaves yesterday. Now, Deadspin ran a headline, like blogs like to do, that to me I felt like was a little unfair. They said Mike Vrabel says he would gladly, you know, chop off his own, you know, member to win
his junk.
Yeah, his junk to win the Super Bowl. I didn't listen to the actual video interview or whatever, but I saw like the transcript of it. It's not exactly what he said. He said, "Yeah, probably." Like saying I'll probably do something.
I mean,
isn't the same as saying you're glad you'd gladly do something.
I think probably is actually more. I mean, if he
probably
just,
leaves doubt though, right?
No. If he had said, "Yeah, I'd definitely do that," you think, okay, yeah, he's just having fun with the radio. The fact that he said probably meant he was thinking about it being a real question, and still said, "Yeah, I would probably do that." If he had just said, "Oh yeah, I'd just chop it right off." You're like, okay, he didn't really mean that. He was just, I mean, the quote would look like that. But if he says, yeah, probably, honestly, yeah. It's like, wow, now that I'm thinking about it, if you really gave me that option, yeah, I'd probably do that. I like a man who's dedicated to winning and, you know, win at all costs. And I mean all costs.
Yeah. He said, I've been married 20 years, so yeah, probably.
I mean, yeah. That's, yeah, he basically said, I'm not using it that much anymore for I'm just saying, that's what he was insinuating. He's like, why not? What would you give up? I would not give that.
Not that.
No. No, sorry. I'd like to
for
take
a Tennessee National Championship.
There are some things I would like to be buried with. That is one of them. Attached.
That's on your bucket list.
Yeah, if possible. Would you give up a pinky for a Tennessee National Championship? I don't know, say this year.
The whole pinky or half, like the Ronnie line?
No, all the way down. All the way down. I mean, I'm talking
On the left, even with go left hand.
Yeah, just a pinky.
Yeah, probably.
What about the whole left hand?
Oh no, pinky definitely not whole left.
Index.
Hand.
Do you need it?
I think I give up either one of these two fingers.
The ring or the pinky?
But not both.
Mm-hmm.
That's my line, I think.
You would not give up the middle finger only?
That just
then when you're
weird.
Driving and somebody,
I definitely want these three.
Many toes would you give up?
Oh, like 9? 8?
You know, you need the big toe for balance. But the 4... On either side of the big toe. I don't know. Maybe you don't need them.
A lot of people say that second toe is more important than jumping.
We're not talking like you have to put your hand on the table and somebody shot. We're talking like surgically, anesthesia, all that. Billy, what are you giving up for Tennessee to win?
Nothing.
Well, okay. I tell you right now, Tennessee could win a national championship. Garantano is the team MVP and throws for 3,500 yards, 40 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. Undefeated, you're not giving me a pinky?
No.
You're going to hell. Are you kidding me?
No.
3,500 yards, 40 touchdowns, 4 picks. Tennessee goes undefeated. You're not lopping off half a pinky? Would you give me the tip? Like, would you give me the first knuckle of your pinky?
Oh.
My grandmother, rest in peace, had her middle finger chopped off by a lawnmower. They popped it right back on. Well, it took out like a middle section. It was really weird. So her middle finger was like half the length of all her other fingers, but it still had the nail. Because when the blade spin, it's been so fast, it chopped a piece and then it chopped another piece. They couldn't find the middle piece, so they just stuck the top nub back on what was left.
A really unique bird.
Yeah. It was like,
you want the big bird or the little bird? This is worth the big bird.
Okay, my grandmother would never do that to anybody. Oh. Shame on you. Shame on you.
Like grandmothers that have a little sauce.
Oh, she had sauce. I just don't think she was a big middle finger person.
Oh, well, who would be after getting chopped off by the lawnmower? Be a little self-conscious.
Nah, she didn't care.
TK said, Vrabel said, his wife would do it herself and would ask if he wanted it done right that second. So apparently the whole family's in on this. Like, they're good to go. Like, yeah.
I'm trying to think of what I'd give up.
Would you give up your whole hand?
My whole left hand?
Yeah.
No, probably not.
Jamie Lannister style?
He did okay.
For one title? No.
One undefeated national championship.
Not worth it.
Think of all the crap Houston could talk forever.
I would... they'd build a statue of me. Like, the guy who gave his
You're the reason why.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they don't know it until after the fact. But, like, later it comes out in a documentary that this guy sacrificed to the football gods at the altar of hand. And he is the reason. Then it feels like it might cheapen the championship, though. But at that point, it doesn't matter if it gets cheapened because everyone enjoyed it for exactly what it was. And only people... know who want to know. It's not like Bama fans want to know. But then it feels like, okay, would you buy one? Tyler asked me this just now. Like,
how much
would you pay right now? Hmm. Like, what's your amount? Like, if right now it's guaranteed Tennessee is going to win a national championship this year, and now you can't put money down and then go bet on it and win all that back. Like,
you're just going to be out that amount?
Yes.
And if you don't have it, I'm assuming you'll just pay it back the rest of your life.
Yeah. Like how much debt would you
can finance it?
Yeah. Oh. How much debt would you be willing to go into for the rest of your life?
Like a student loan.
Yeah. So like some people would probably say, probably a couple grand. But some people would say, no, man, I'll go $100,000 into debt and just pay it back in increments.
30 grand.
I'm feeling a little like... Gosh, I felt like I was going to say 10 and feel really good about it. 30 grand.
You said finance it.
Yeah, I'd rather give 30 grand than my finger or my hand.
You think a pinky is worth 30 grand?
To me.
You're smoking crack. What the hell is wrong with you people?
Who knew Billy was a big body part guy?
What about an ear?
No.
You can still hear. It's just the optic.
It's a little cartilage.
I have headphones on most of the day anyway. No one really sees my ear. If I just had like a, you know, it'd be a clean cut. Like
the whole ear.
Dolph Lundgren
just
in
a
Universal
little
Soldier.
Bitty bite off my ear.
The whole ear.
The whole ear.
People have to notice that you look funny.
I'm not doing that.
What? You hate the Vols.
It has to be more than just one. Like, I have to know.
Okay, then
this
I need both
be...
ears for two titles.
Heck Would no. you?
Okay, what about a kidney? You got two. You only need one. They fetch like $85,000 on the black market. Would you allow a doc? Would you donate your kidney to science for Tennessee to win a national championship? Because you can't see that, so now you're really thinking about it, huh? Yeah, thought so.
This could impact my future, though.
It could.
I might need a kidney later.
And everyone has two. So like,
and then they'll just give me one. Yeah, I'll do that.
You know, I really didn't mean to bring this up as a joke, but did you see that Albert Haynesworth is in desperate need of a kidney? Did you know that? So he put it on Instagram and gave the number to call at Vanderbilt Hospital to donate a kidney. Over 1,000 people called to sign up and take the survey and the test to possibly donate the kidney. Pretty awesome. Hmm. Pretty awesome thing to see. Wishing the best for Big Al, obviously.
Troy B says, "Why give up anything to keep Pruitt here any longer than necessary? You're winning a national championship.
It's a national title. Like, what are you talking about?
Who cares who wins it? Hey, Houston, if you can win the SEC championship, but you can't wear a hat at all the rest of your life, would you do it?
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Just checking.
I'm done. Wait, ever? Like, even when I fish? I get sunburn on my head. Can I wear a toboggan if it's cold?
Nope, nothing on the head. You'd have to just
sunscreen.
Just for an SEC?
I don't know.
You'd have to sunscreen that bad boy over and over while you're fishing.
National championship makes it easier?
Yeah.
Well, you do anything. Yeah, I mean, you're cutting off body parts for that.
Yeah, for 1 year.
I'd give a kidney for a title.
Especially if
people, or $85,000 if anybody's offering.
Especially if people knew that you gave that away. Like if you're in need for one later on in life, they would just pump
they'd be like,
up.
"Oh, the guy who gave away one kidney for the national championship needs a kidney."
You'd have 1,000 phone calls.
Yeah,
for sure.
They'd be lining up.
Did Tony
Bronson tweets in says, "I'd give up more than I'm willing to admit on social media for just a 10-win season." Glitter. Buddy, no. If I'm sacrificing, I want titles.
Yeah, it needs to have a banner.
If we go back,
need something to look at.
Yeah, like I need a memoriam to my sacrifice. Not a that was a fun year.
What about what if you look normal but you lose eyesight in one eye, like it's not gouged out or anything. You look fine. You just can't see out of it. Like so, yeah. Just close one and imagine your life like that the rest of your life. What do you think?
Maybe. That's a tough one. I don't know. I don't know. I do like the ability to see and to hear.
During the break, I asked Houston if he would take a national title if he didn't watch a single game that year.
This was a tough one. So you can't watch any game or any highlight of Tennessee's national championship run until they have won it all. Do you do it? You can listen on the radio, I think Billy said. What a turn of events.
Yeah, I'd do it.
You can't watch
You can't watch a second of it. But you can listen. But if someone says, "Yeah, did you see that?" No, you didn't. You didn't see it.
Do you have to experience the shame of people saying, "Why aren't you watching?" Or do people know why you're not watching?
They'll know after the season. But in season, you're just not watching. Then it becomes kind of a thing because you know what's going on. And then it probably becomes a, "Every time he doesn't watch, we win. Dude, don't watch." Would you even? I don't even know if I'd want to listen at that point. That's like, I know they're going to win.
Yeah.
Why do I need to listen?
It's a good point.
I would want to watch it, though. I would want to see the passes flying through the air and touchdowns. Would you take a national championship if it meant you won every game 3-0?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know. It's pretty boring. 3-0? I mean, come on.
You still win.
Yeah, you're winning, but this is like the most boring winning ever.
Could be a game-winning field goal.
Well, everyone would be, Billy.
Final second.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that would be unique. But what if, first drive, field goal. I mean, I guess you could enjoy how good the defense is, but then your offense is just butt the rest of the game. I don't want to watch that. That's boring.
David says, if I cut off anything for one natty, we would turn into Bama and win it every damn year after that. And I'd be screaming, I lost my damn hand for nothing. I should have just waited.
No, you started it. You began the dynasty. It was you. Pinky. Gone. No problem.
We'll come back. We got an Atlanta Money Highway update for you.
Oh, man.
The numbers are staggering.
It's piling in.
Hour three rolls on here, live from the Fan Run Studios, Fox Sports Knoxville. In Atlanta, some, you know, people are probably going to have a pretty good weekend.
No. Upstanding citizens in Atlanta.
Oh, they've been returning all that
they
money.
They have been returning the lost money that fell out of the back of the Brinks truck. $175,000.
Oh, all returned. Wow.
No. That's what fell out of the money truck. But they have, you know, they have started to collect some of the money back. As of now, again, of the $175,000 that was, you know, dumped onto I-285, I am proud to report that over $4,000 have now been returned to the Atlanta PD.
Wait, 40,000 of the 175?
No, last I saw it was like $4,545.
That's 2.3%. If you're scoring at home. If you're scoring this version of Three and Out at home, 2.3%. And that was rounding up.
They're doing,
by the way,
they're doing good. They're doing the right thing, those people. I would imagine not all of the money was collected by people on the interstate. Here it is. Marvin James,
some dollars just floating
tweeted
around
out 6 hours ago. He's a big sports guy in Atlanta.
All right.
6 hours ago, Marvin James tweets out $4,400 returned. He also said, this is Atlanta. LOL. $4,400 of $175 have been returned to the police. One guy returned $100. Talk about wanting some credit for being a good Samaritan while also keeping whatever else he picked up.
No, so you think he's hedging here?
No, Nate, I think there was $175,000 on the interstate, and he only picked up $100 and returned it.
What? Was it Jacoby Brissett? That seems dumb. Like, it seems like you'd return at least $400.
I think he told on himself by returning anything. I mean, there's $175,000 flying around the interstate. You pick some up, claim to have returned it, and it's $100?
Mm-hmm.
So all that money. I mean, Billy said it was so thick you could not see grass, pavement, or paint, and you only grabbed $100 and then returned it? No, come on, man. He just wanted some credit for being a good Samaritan while also being a rich guy with a bag of cash back at the house.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate the move. That's a power move, really.
I think I'd have gone $400. That feels right.
Well, what do you do if you're the police? You're like, wait, $100? We need. Do you get mad at the guy and say we'd like to come check your house now that you've returned something? Like, is everybody who returns money now questioned for actually keeping more? So this is like the NCAA. You're going to punish the people who actually tell on themselves. Yeah. But if you just picked up $8,000 and never to be seen again, you skate free.
I think I've changed my stance on this. I think I'd hide that money and never mention it.
Well, would you spend it or would you hide it and never mention it?
No, I mean, I'd spend it eventually, but it wouldn't be...
What's the statute of limitations on found money?
We do need to talk to an attorney about it.
Like, if they don't catch me for 2 years, can I then spend it? What crime are you charged with? Is this stealing?
Theft of lost or mislaid property, according to this Atlanta Journal-Constitution article.
So it is...
It's only a misdemeanor in Georgia.
Oh.
Wait, if the property is valued under $1,500.
I got $1,499, and I am.
I'd return the rest. Yeah. Keep $1,499.
Oh, wait, no, but then it's a felony over that, right? Or does it have to be over $1,500 to be a misdemeanor?
It's a felony over $1,500.
A lot of people walking around with potential felonies.
The law is the law, Dunwoody Police spokesperson Sergeant Robert Parsons told the AJC. You need to turn in the property. It doesn't belong to you. Reality needs to kick in, and you need to realize this money belongs to someone.
Yeah, me now that I picked it up.
So is it a misdemeanor if I pick up 20 off the sidewalk and can't? There's no one around.
I think that's why this is different. Is you know exactly where the money came from, or at least by now you should. But as you said, if I pick it up and then just put the blinders on and go radio silent for a year, I didn't hear about a money truck.
What if somehow and like all of the money fell off the side of the road or something, and you're the only person to find it? Do you put the $175 in the car and say, yep, never checking the internet again? I don't want to know where this came from. I found it, and now I'm just out of here. I guess $175,000 isn't enough, but let's say it was like basically enough money where you could just go.
I don't know, man. $175,000 in cash?
To change your whole lifestyle, like to just move away or never be on Twitter again?
If you wisely invested it and moved, you know.
I'm talking about like going off the grid, though, you know.
If you're off the grid, what do you need the money for? You know, I mean,
what do you mean? I mean, it takes money to be off the
grid.
Well,
that's the thing. It's like money can't buy happiness. Yeah. So it was like Breaking Bad. Like Walter White had all that money, so much money that he didn't even know what to do with, that it ruined his life.
Okay, this
that's
might
the
change.
Question.
Change your.
I mean, rich people do dumb stuff all day. I'm not. I'd rather have like you know. I'd rather find $5,000 and
just be you.
Just go crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Officers and crews were only able to collect about $200, mostly in small
Get
bills.
Get out of here.
The police sergeant said ones, fives, fifties, you name it, it was in there. So apparently, they were all different denominations all over the highway. Or do we think these policemen just put it in their pocket?
Oh, dirty cops in Atlanta. But it was the cop that returned the 100. He's the one sitting on stacks. Hope he didn't have his body cam on. Check the tape.
Garda World was the company transporting the cash.
They're folding. I mean, sorry, man. Like, you have one job. You had one job to do is protect that money, and you didn't do it.
Who called 911? Somebody called 911, like tattling on the people picking up the money.
I mean, yeah, it's kind of like robbing a bank in a way.
Is it?
Yeah. If you're in a bank and I don't know, the safe blows open.
Oh, it's probably the armored car driver that called 911.
Oh, I would hope so. I don't know. I wouldn't tell on myself on that one.
Just keep going.
I would just be like,
somebody run. We got
to the drop spot, and I'm telling you, the door was open and the bag was gone. We got robbed.
Is it Chris Rock that does that comedy special where it's like, the guy will rob you, and before you've told anyone, shows up at your door the next morning and goes, heard you got robbed.
Yeah. This is truly a mess. This is a mess in our society. This is like one of those things that just doesn't happen. And now that it's happening, I don't know how you handle it.
If you bring the money into Dunwoody Police Department 24/7 and turn it in, that's it. We're done. We're all human beings. We all understand this is something that just doesn't happen.
So the guy turning in $100 is like, okay, here's my freedom. I've still got $10,000 back at the house.
Money falls out of the sky. At least two people on Wednesday took up on the offer.
$2,200 from one and $100 from the other guy. I don't know. I don't know what protocol is here. I'm sorry.
One guy turned in $500, mostly ones. That poor guy hit the wrong spot of the interstate.
Yeah, he did. I'm like swiping ones to the side looking for hundos, man. You got to be efficient.
Trondrell Lewis turned in $2,100.
See, that's the problem right there. They take your name. They know where to find you. They can
also
come back to your house.
If there's all these ones, then how are these guys turning in exact numbers? Like, I mean, like, oh, yeah, I just
$500 in ones.
you were mad grabbing at piles of money, and you just happened to grab exactly five. I mean, I saw the pictures, and I saw the video. They didn't fall out in stacks. It was just loose leaf money flying everywhere, and I'm just... I had my hands on the ground and I just got back and counted 500 crisp $1 bills, sir. Get out of here.
People drove out there the next day, like, go search the woods.
Yeah. I'm kicking up leaves. Absolutely. Boy, I tell you who would make a killing. Like, the guy going to cut the next yard who has the rakes and stuff. Just, woo-hoo-hoo, got a big old pile. Get away from my pile, man. Or don't some guys have, like, a leaf sucker? Isn't that a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. You just, or even if you had a leaf blower and somebody with a garbage bag, just push it into the bag. What's the fastest way you could pick up, like, 1 million $1 bills? Like, what would your one tool of choice be?
My leaf blower can turn around into a suction vacuum, but it chops them up, so that was not going to work.
Yeah, no, I think a leaf blower is a pretty good choice. I mean, a rake's not bad, but a leaf blower, if it's a flat, clean surface.
My dad has this, like, leaf brusher thing. You pull it behind your riding mower,
mm-hmm.
and it basically just sweeps the leaves right in. So that'd be the best. They don't even get torn up.
And it protects them?
Yeah.
They're not ripped up?
Right. Hmm. And it goes into this massive, like, black bag. Yeah, like a wagon back in, really. Yeah. So you just have a wagon full of cash.
Like a shop vac? Yes.
I don't know if it'd mess them up. Probably not.
Shop vac would be fine, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
175,000. I'm glad that you know they've recovered $4,400. Again, an exact round number. Very, very strange.
We'll come back. Final segment.
You know, hang on. For there to be, because the one guy returned 2,100 exactly. Uh-huh. The other guy 100 exactly. It's a lot of. I'm just saying, there's a lot of exact numbers around. You would think if you're a thief, you'd be like, oh yeah, I found $826. But no, we round numbers here. Easier for the math.
Mm-hmm.
I smell shenanigans.
Hills, ain't no smoggy smoke on Rocky Top, ain't no telephone bills. Once
I love it.
Had a girl on Rocky Top.
Hey, when's the Summer League tournament?
Starts tomorrow.
Yes. Good weekend sports viewing.
The championship game will be at 9 o'clock, 9:30 on Monday night.
All right.
9 o'clock Monday night.
Monday night. Mm-hmm. Just like any big championship game, always on a Monday.
I don't know if I like that, but you're right. Monday night's the new championship night, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hate it.
What's this weekend? It's I guess it's Wimbledon's weekend, right? That's the biggest, like...
I'll be fishing.
Sports thing? No, I'm just, you know, there's something every weekend. It's the Wimbledon final.
You know, it's funny we were talking about finding something that doesn't belong to you, mm-hmm. and then do you return it or not?
Yeah.
This happened to me last week.
You found something?
No. I lost something.
Oh.
I went fishing with a buddy of mine. Typically, depending on where people live, we meet at a centralized location if we're going to go to a lake that's far away. I put my, you know, tackle and stuff in his boat, and I leave mm-hmm. my car there. I give him gas money and all that. We go fishing. We come back. It's easy peasy Japanese. It's no problem. So I go fishing, and I get back to we met at the Walker Springs Walmart, and there's a note on my car. It says, hey, you left some tools on your bumper. So in my haste in the dark of getting my stuff out of my car and loading it into the boat, I left a multi-tool and like a little cell phone charger battery pack. And this person, his name is Matt, he left a note on my car with his phone number. And I'm thinking, okay, the last four digits were all the same, so I'm thinking, okay, this is a fake number. He did this so in case anybody saw him, they would see him write a note, and they wouldn't think, oh, this is the guy that just stole this dude's stuff. Called him. It was him. And he returned my stuff. Could have kept it. It's just a multi-tool. Who cares? Met him yesterday. Turns out he's a local boat rep.
Hmm.
And I get to go tour the boat facility next week. A good deed that helps, didn't really help him, I guess. Now he has to give me a tour of the boat facility. I think I would rather be Matt than one. Think about the guilt and the shame that you'd have to live with over, what, $2,100? $5,000? I don't know. I'd love to know what the most money somebody got out of this money pickup is. I mean, if you got like 50 grand, think about the stress. Because, again, more money, more problems, right? If you got $500, you're like, this is not worth it. I'm going to go turn this in. A couple people already have. But if you've got 50, think about, you are sweating bullets today if you picked up 50 grand in the Atlanta money dump. You are terrified that somebody got a cell camera, somebody got your license plate. You can't live. You can't be happy. It's not worth it. Return lost items. Karma.
There was that gangster.
What goes around comes around. That's what I say.
That had.
Remember that time I helped the guy with the bike ride? Remember that? You guys called me an idiot.
When you got swindled with the guy
with
the bike ride?
Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. But the guy said he needed a ride. I took him to the gas station. I bought him some stuff. Gave him a couple,
$40.
Gave him $40. And then what happened to me the next day, Hodges? What happened the next day? I won my bass tournament and Lunker. I won like $500. Karma.
Or you might have just won that anyway.
Maybe, maybe not. But I didn't really care about the $40 I lost when I won the $500.
This proves you should chop your hand off for a championship.
What are you saying, that if I chop my hand off, it's a guarantee? I don't like this.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Should that be a punishment on SEC Survivor?
I'm out. Move me to another show.
I thought the mousetraps were bad, or the shot caller. Pinky. If you lose 3 weeks in a row, I get a toe. I'm an oil man, see? Woo-wee! Disgruntled Vault tweets in, says, if I found 50 grand, I'm hiding it under my mattress and I'm using it for gas and eating out only. But if you have it and are spending it and they catch you on some video and come to your house, you're going to jail. 50 grand, felony. We're talking years in prison. Like that girl who licked the ice cream.
Not worth it. I will argue, though, that we always think everybody gets caught because we only hear about the people that get caught. People that get away with stuff, you never hear about it. You know why? Because they got away with it.
Blake tweets in, maybe the guy's turning in $100 is the way to go. You buy your freedom and you still keep, $9,800.
Works for me. Have a great weekend. The Blitz is next right here on Fan Run Radio. We'll be back on Monday, 7 o'clock. Tune in then and keep it locked in right here on Fox Sports Knoxville.
Your wife just sent me a text about spraying our nipples.